Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 10th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore what it means to be obedient to God. Our Bible passage today is found in James chapter 1 and verses 22 to 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen. When we think about how to be obedient to God, we quickly realise that being obedient to God is not always easy, but it is an essential aspect of our faith journey. Obedience is not about blindly following rules or regulations. It is about aligning our will with God's and surrendering ourselves to His divine plan. When we choose to be obedient, we open ourselves up to experiencing God's blessing and guidance in our lives. So here are five ways in which we can be obedient to God. Firstly, we can seek God's word. The Bible is our ultimate guide for understanding God's will and His commandments. Regularly reading and studying the scriptures helps us to know and to discern His voice. As we immerse ourselves in His word, we gain wisdom and insight into how we can live in obedience to Him. Secondly, we can cultivate a prayerful life. Prayer is a powerful tool that connects us with God on a personal level. Through prayer, we can seek His guidance, His strength, and His discernment. When we make prayer a habit, we invite God to shape our hearts and align our desires with His. It is through this intimate communication that we can better understand His will and be obedient to His leading. Thirdly, we can surrender our will. Obedience requires surrendering our own desires and submitting to God's will. It means letting go of our own plans and trusting that God's ways are higher and better than our own. Surrendering our will to God is an ongoing process that requires humility and a willingness to let Him be the guide of our lives. Fourthly, we can surround ourselves with a community of faith. Being part of a community of believers provides support, encouragement, and accountability in our journey of obedience. When we surround ourselves with fellow Christians who are also seeking to live in obedience to God, we can learn from one another, share our struggles, and grow together in faith. Finally, we can trust in God's promises. Trusting in God's promises is crucial when it comes to obedience. Even when we face challenges or uncertainties, we can find comfort in knowing that God is faithful and will never leave us nor forsake us. As we trust in His promises, we can step out in faith and obey, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. Remember, when you are considering how to be obedient to God, being obedient to God is not a one-time decision, but a daily commitment. It requires a humble heart, a surrendered will, and a desire to follow God's leading in all areas of our lives. As we strive to be obedient, we can experience the joy, peace, and fulfillment that comes from walking in alignment with our Heavenly Father. If you wish to go a little deeper with these thoughts today, then you might want to use these questions. What areas of your life do you struggle with when it comes to being obedient to God? And how can you surrender those particular areas to Him and seek His guidance in them? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we reflect on the fact that God desires obedience from us, not sacrifice.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.